Lord, when the roll is called up yonder, I need to be there. Can you speak to God? Can you speak to God and say, when the roll is called up yonder, you want to be there? When the roll is called up yonder, not everybody will be there. Not everybody will make it to the kingdom. Not everybody. Not every believer that claims to be a believer, not every pastor, not every bishop, not every priest will be there. Can you say to God, Lord, I need to be there. This is a serious matter. Can you speak to God and say, Lord, I need to be there. I need to be there. I need to be there. Can you now begin to talk to God and say, Lord, as I am here today, anything that should have disqualified me from entering your kingdom, in this meeting, deal with that thing. In this meeting, deal with that sin, that spirit of disobedience that will cause me not to make it to your kingdom. Lord, deal with me. Deal with me. Deal with me tonight. Can you speak to God? Lord, deal with me tonight. Deal with me tonight, oh God. The Lord hear our prayers in Jesus' name. This is the night that we will hear the realities of the end time, and it's not just for us to hear, but it will be a call to prayer. Somebody here. It will be a call to prayer. We are not just here to know it for knowledge sake, but we are here to know it for the sake of our eternal salvation. If you are here today, I want you to count it a privilege, because the things that will be shared here today, I will give opportunity at a particular point. I'm going to stop and give room for questions. As you are here, pay apt attention, rapt attention. It is unfortunate that a child will want to enter secondary school. He will need to write common entrance. He will read for common entrance. If he does not pass common entrance, they will not admit him. When a teenager is to enter into the tertiary institution, the university, that same teenager writes what they call JAMB in order to gain admission. Even after writing JAMB, before the school can admit him, he still needs to go through what they call aptitude test. And if he does not pass, he will not be admitted into the university. In the university, if you don't have pass in your result, the list is pass. If you don't have that, your certificate is nothing. You're taking it nowhere. But the matters that concerns our eternal salvation, we don't take it serious. The things that touch our eternal salvation, as you are here, as I'm here, we are all spiritual beings. I mean, spirit, we are a spirit. God is a spirit. He created man in his image and likeness. The you I'm seeing here is not the original you. This one is just the container carrying the content.
When you carry, when you buy pure water, this sachet water, this sachet is not the water. The sachet bags the water. The water is not the sachet. The body you are seeing here is not you, is the spirit. So that same spirit has a destination to go one day. And that destination, it is determined by the life we live in this present world. Like I said, people study in order to gain admission into higher institutions and all of that. Before somebody gets a good job, he writes an interview exam and all of that, and they study hard. But the matters that concern our tomorrow, that is our eternity, we don't take it for something serious. The atheist says there is no God. Atheism believes there is no God. But one of the questions I ask some of the atheists is, look at the child inside the womb of a woman. That child inside the womb of the woman, the child might be saying that there is no other world but the womb. That's what the child will be saying. What do they call it? Embryo, what do they call it? Embryo, right? Yes. It will be saying inside the womb that this is the only world available. He does not know there is another place which is coming to fulfill destiny. Yes. It's the same thing when the atheist looks, the man that believes that there is no eternity, he will stay like this and think and say, I bet everything end here. After here, nothing else. It's a lie. That's the same thing that baby in the womb is saying. That life end there. One day after 9 months. Something will begin to happen and the child will be pushed out. You will come and see a new world and begin to cry. And they will carry the child. That is how all of us here, we are also going to be ushered into a new realm one day. Just one day. The way the child stays inside the womb is the same way we are staying inside the world. The world will soon release everybody one day. It is either through death or through the rapture. The title of my message today is A Night Before the Rapture. A Night Before the Rapture. For these 4 Thursdays, we are going to be having expositions into the end times. If you check throughout the scriptures, you will not see one place where they wrote the word rapture. You hear rapture from people, but you will not see it one place in the Bible. No. That particular word is not in the Bible. But there is something that made theologians bring up that word rapture. The word rapture means caught up. I'm raptured in joy. I'm caught up in joy. And rapture was brought out of 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 17 to 18. I read 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, from verse 15, rather, I read to 18. He said, for this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that which we are alive and remain, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent those who sleep. Somebody here? He said, we shall not prevent those who sleep. When the Bible uses sleep, it's talking about those that are dead. Are we here? Look at 16. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Look at 17. Then we which are alive and remain shall be what? Caught up together with him, with them in the clouds,
to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Is somebody here? So shall we ever be with the Lord. Look at 18. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. So God is here to comfort us today. Somebody listening. In our end time series, today's topic is a night before the rapture. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. The night before the rapture, so many things will happen. Before the rapture of saints take place, so many things will happen. Somebody say amen. I did not hear that. Like I've established this point, rapture means caught up. And it is from this 1 Thessalonians 4:17 that word was brought up. And that night before the rapture, there will be 10 notable signs. 10 notable things that will happen. Through this teaching, we are going to discuss the rapture. We are going to discuss the tribulation. We are going to discuss the millennial reign, the Armageddon, the return of the Lord, the new Jerusalem, and how the end of all things will be, even the battle of Gog and Magog. So wherever you are seated, with all audacity, feel relaxed. Any question you have, once I'm done with my point, you'll feel free to raise up your questions. The Lord will be here to give us answers. So, the night before the rapture is not a literal night. When I mean a night before the rapture, I'm talking about the things that will happen before the rapture. Many of us from small, we have been hearing rapture of the saints, this and that, that and that. The scripture we read described it. It said Jesus will come with the saints. His feet will not touch the earth. Hello? It is different from the second coming of the Lord. His feet will not touch earth. He said it will be in the clouds. It will be in the clouds. Then with a shout and with the voice of the archangel, and the trumpet will sound. You've heard many people say, trumpet will soon sound. Is this trumpet? The archangel Michael will blow the trumpet. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then Paul said, we which are alive. I'm not telling you a story. I'm telling you what the Bible wrote. What Paul wrote to the Thessalonians. We which are alive will be caught up. And he said, then we shall be forever. Forever. For all eternity. With the Messiah. How many of us want to be with the Messiah forever? That's why that he said, when the roll is caught up yonder, I will be there. I will be there when the roll is caught up. Because so many persons will not be there. I read an article online today. And the article, he said, in my vision, I was looking for him in heaven, but I could not find him. The man was a preacher. He was looking for one of his preacher friends in heaven in the vision. And the angel said, he's not here. He did not make it here. That is why the hymn writer said, when the roll is caught up yonder, I will be there. He wants to be there. Don't forget, Jesus said, many will say, Lord, have we not casted devils in your name? You the sick? In one of our teachings, we established the fact that somebody is working for God does not mean that God is with him. Acts 10:38, he said how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good healing all that were oppressed, for God was with him. You can be working for him and not working with him. Working with him is most important. Not working with him is that you don't have a relationship with him, but you're just doing service as a career. A night before the rapture, 10 events, talking about working with and for him and not working with him. Yesterday, a particular brother, Elijah, is not here today. He was telling us last night about a particular church he went to play instrument. He went to play drum for them. They called him yesterday. The church is not too far from here. And they said they stole the church instrument, that they want to take him somewhere. He said, where are you taking us to? They carried them in the car and they took them to Babalawo to go and swear. They carried them to Babalawo. Babalawo was doing some. He said that was his first time to see incantation. He said he was speaking in tongues. He said he did not even know they were bringing him here. How will people bring us here? He said they want to know who stole the church instrument. Then what are they doing in the church? If something will happen in the church, then they will now go to Babalawo to find out what caused it. You see that people can walk for God, but they are not working with him. He does not know them. Did we not plant churches in your name? Heal the sick, raise the dead. Jesus will say, depart from me, workers of iniquity. I don't know you. You are serving your belly, serving your stomach. He said the native doctor, the Babalawo, told him, say you, I hope you are witnesses, right? The Babalawo told him that, see, don't go to that church again. Which church are you going to? He now called the name of our ministry, God's Time Global Ministry. He said, just continue in that your church. That church you went to place to me, that don't go there. Don't mind them. Babalawo told them to bring 15,000 naira so that he will show them the picture of the person. So, if you see 10,000 churches inside one village, it does not mean they are doing the work of the master. No. It does not mean that. Some people shout, church, church, everywhere, church. The issue is that some places you're seeing is not actually church. It's not the house of God. It's not the house of God. I've seen different types of pastors and priests that they sit down and drink beer. They get high. They even dance with masquerade. Then when they come to the altar, what do they have to say? Please, this is not my area today. Let me leave this talk. Let me come back to what I'm saying. A night before the rapture, 10 things will happen. There will be knowledge explosion. Somebody say knowledge explosion. Very fast. Let me show you something in Daniel chapter 12. Very fast. Daniel chapter 12. If you're not fast enough with us, you may not be getting the scriptures with us. Daniel chapter 12 verse 4. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the word and seal the book, even to the end of the end, even the time of the end. Many shall run to and what? Fro. And knowledge shall be what? Increased. Somebody say knowledge explosion. Yes. One of the signs of the end time is explosion in knowledge. God said to Daniel, in the end, knowledge shall increase. This light you are seeing here, just some many years ago, light was not available. Faraday has not located the technology to bring light. Hello? Few years ago, there was nothing like aeroplane. There was nothing like that. Few years ago, there was nothing like the railway system you're seeing. All these things in the end time, it will explode. Knowledge. Are you seeing? There are some women now that are pregnant. They don't need to do anything to just know the child. They will just do some little scan. They will know the sex of the child. In those days, it was not available. He said in the end, knowledge shall what? increase. Yes. That's the sign. One of the signs. Knowledge shall increase. Come and see technology. In Dubai, presently, I saw it. There are flying cars now they have made. Flying cars. The cars are not just using only tire. If you want to move on water with the car, if you want to fly, if you want to move on land, technology is now porous. He said to Daniel, in the end, knowledge shall increase. Many shall run what? To and what? You are not looking at your Bible. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book. Seal it because it is not for your generation. A generation is coming. Even to the end of, even the time, to the time of the end. Even to the time of the end. Many shall run what? Many shall run what? To and fro. Somebody say to and fro. Do you know what it means for many to run to and fro? Huh? As I'm here, if I want to have a meeting in America, tomorrow evening is possible. Do you understand me? And in fact, if I want to have a meeting in America tomorrow, that is Friday, and be back in Nigeria Sunday, very possible. But if it was those days, even in the time of the slave trade, they will use their ship. From America to Africa, you need to travel at least 3 miles on the water. Then the end was still coming. It was not there. He said in the end, people shall run to and fro. There's a particular man in Germany. There's a church in Nigeria. He worships in the church in Nigeria every Sunday from Germany. He comes of Sunday service. After service, he goes back to his country. He has the resources. People shall run to and fro. Knowledge shall increase. We are at the peak, at the climax, at the zenith of explosion of knowledge. There is nothing man cannot create. In this present generation, man has technology that can annihilate the entire mankind. You're not getting me? In 1945, when the First World War was going on, and the Second World War, can you kindly take care of those children? When the Second World War was going on, in 1945, amen? During that war, I want you to know that the technology of then was not what we have here now. America used a bomb they call the atomic bomb, Fat Boy, on Japan. And when they destroyed Japan, Hiroshima and Nagasaki, that atomic bomb, till today in those lands, nothing green can grow in that land. Since 1945. Is somebody hearing me? Since 1945, nothing can grow in that land. Because of the atomic bomb America used on that land. Fast forward to today. The atomic bomb is now a joke in terms of weapons of war. There are what they call ICBM, intercontinental ballistic missiles. There are weapons, there are nuclear weapons that can close down Africa under 30 minutes, that can destroy entire lives. Russia, as at present, Russia has over 9,000 and something nuclear warheads. Russia is stopping. America, seconds, over 8,000 and something. If Russia should just release 500 nuclear warheads, there will be no Africa. Everybody will die. If America and Russia should come to a war, the world will end. Are you hearing me? Knowledge shall increase. Man has invented things that can destroy him. One of the signs of the end. In the knowledge explosion in this generation, war is not fought by a muscle. You don't fight war by your infantry, by the number of soldiers you have. No. War is fought by drones. Somebody will just be in his house with his computer. Send some drones. You'll be with your soldiers. The drone will just be moving. It's computed. It will become bombing the places. You're not even there. You're just navigating it with buttons.
knowledge shall what? Let me not dwell on that too much. The next is plague in the Middle East. One of the signs of the end. Look at Zechariah 14, 12 to 15. Zechariah 14, 12 to 15. Zechariah 14, 12 to 15. He said, and this shall be the plague wherewith the Lord shall smite all the people that have fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet, and their hose shall consume away in their holes, and their eyes shall consume away in their hose, and their tongue shall consume away in their mouth. And it shall come to pass in that day that a great tumult from the Lord shall be among them, and they shall lay hold everyone on the hand of his neighbor, and his hand shall rise up against the hand of his neighbor. And Judah also shall fight at Jerusalem, and the wealth of all the heathen round about shall be gathered together, gold and silver and apparel in great abundance. 15. And so shall be the plague of the horse, of the mule, of the camel, of the ass, and of all the beasts that shall be in the tent as his plague. Plague in the Middle East. Any country that wants to exercise muscle will show it in the Middle East. Hello? Any country that is the world power, when Obama was in seat, him and Putin, Vladimir Putin of Russia, they were contesting who rules the Middle East. Putin told him he was in charge. And because of that, Putin, as a last year, was ranked the most powerful man on earth. More powerful than the American president. Because he had his hold in Syria. You hear war, Syria. Lebanon, Jordan, war, Middle East. Part of the signs of the end. The Bible is talking about it here. The things that will happen around the nations that surround Jerusalem. Plague in the Middle East. Plague in the Middle East. The third point I want to raise up is the rebirth of Israel. The rebirth of Israel. Isaiah 66, 8 to 10. Isaiah 66, 8 to 10. It said, rejoice ye with Jerusalem and be glad with her, all ye that love her. Rejoice for joy with her, all ye that mourn for her, that ye may sup and be satisfied. Okay. That is 8 to 10 rather. Isaiah 66, 8 to 10. Who had heard such a thing? Who has seen such things? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day? Or shall a nation be born at once? But for as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. Shall I bring to the dead birth, and not cause to bring forth, said the Lord? Shall I cause to bring forth and shut the womb, said the Lord? Rejoice ye with Jerusalem and be glad with her, all ye that love her. Rejoice with her, all ye that mourn for her. The formation of Israel was the greatest miracle of the past century. Was the formation of the nation Israel. No country believed Israel was going to come into existence. Amen. The Israel you saw in the Bible ended just few years after Jesus died, because Titus of Rome came and destroyed Jerusalem. They took the Jews captive. The Jews were scattered all over the world. Israel became a nation officially in 1948. Immediately after the Second World War, Israel became a nation. The third sign to know that we are in the night of the rapture of the saints is the gathering of Israel. He said, for as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. The nation just came all of a sudden. That is the thing that is still hitting all these Arab nations till today, is a wonder to them. How come? Immediately Israel was formed. A few days later, there was a 6-day war. All Arab nations gathered together to fight Israel. Israel is just like a dot in the map. All Arab nations gathered. But God gave Israel victory over all of them. We don't have time. I would have talked about that war. Israel destroyed all these nations without stress. And Israel stood. One of the signs of the end is that the nation of Israel will be born. There is a there's something you know in the Bible that was pointing to Israel, but most people don't take that. The prophecy of the dry bones, that was the nation of Israel. God told Ezekiel, Israel was scattered to every nation. And those bones, he said, prophesy that they may live again. The dry bones was forming together. And they became an exceeding great army. He said, so shall I gather you, my people, Israel. God gathered back the Jews from all over the world where they were scattered. The Antichrist, not even him, he's too small. Satan himself knows that any day Israel comes, he knows that, his time is already finished. 3 years before Israel was formed, 1945, there was the Holocaust. Adolf Hitler carried 6 million Jews inside the gas chamber, finished them. Till today, their shoes are still there. Their belts are still there in Germany. People go there to see it as a tourist site. Adolf Hitler killed 6 million Jews, a genocide. He wanted to wipe them out so that the dry bones will not leave. Because God's listening very attentively. God's clock for the end time is Israel. If you look at Israel very well to understand what is happening there, you will know actually the move of God. Satan could not stop that. Israel lived again. So, one of the signs you will know that we are in the night of the rapture is that there will be the rebirth of the nation Israel. Are we talking about just a few weeks ago that America took their embassy to Jerusalem? And those little boys, Hamas, Hezbollah, those Palestinians, they began to rage. Israel was dealing with them. Whether UN says anything, Israel does not want to hear. Is somebody here? They are fighting for Israel not to come. But God has already planted Israel because it is prophetic for the end time. Why Israel has to gather? Because after the rapture, when Jesus is coming, in his second coming, his feet will stand in Mount Olive in Jerusalem. That's where he's coming to. So the temple and all of those things must be set. Those ones about the temple, we are coming to deal with it another day. But I'm just introducing the night before the rapture. There will be knowledge explosion, plague in the Middle East, the rebirth of Israel. The Jews will return home. That is the fourth sign. Somebody said the Jews will return home. America's, the centerpiece of America's policy in the Middle East is Israel. America does not take decisions without Israel. Forget about Obama when he came. That one is another seed. We will not talk about that one. America does not joke with Israel. The technology of the world today is credited to the wisdom God gave the Jews. Facebook you're talking about, Mike Zuckerberg, is a Jew. America Jews, they are the ones that made America what it is. Most things that were invented, they were American Jews. In Russia, people that made Russia what it is technologically, it is the Russian Jews. In Germany, it is the German Jews. Hello? The Jews, they don't stay one place. They're always traveling. That's why a popular preacher in America said he's from the Igbo tribe of Nigeria, and that the Igbos, they are the Jews and this and that. I did history in school. We are not coming to that, but the Igbos have that likeness of the Jews, because the Jews, they like enterprise. They are anywhere they just go, they may go with nothing, but when they are returning, they will buy that whole place. That is one thing with the Jews. So in the end times, the Jews, God said he will return them, the dry bones. They will come back and they will become one. All Jews, they are going back to Jerusalem. They are going back to Israel. They have returned back home. Over 80-90% of them, they are back home to raise Israel. A night before the rapture, these things will happen. These four things I've mentioned, they have happened right now as we're talking about. The fifth, Jerusalem will no longer be under Gentile control. Is somebody here? Luke 21, 40, and 24. Luke 21, verse 24. A night before the rapture. A night before the rapture. Luke 21, verse 24. And you shall fall
by the edge of the sword. He said, and shall be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles shall be fulfilled. The times of the Gentiles is almost fulfilled, if not already fulfilled. The times of the Gentiles is the time of grace for Gentiles to accept Jesus. Because salvation was to the Jews. Jews rejected Jesus. But now what the Lord has done is that he wants the Gentiles to come into salvation. God wants the Gentiles to come into salvation. He said Jerusalem shall be trodden until the times of the Gentiles shall be fulfilled. The times of the Gentiles is already fulfilled. Gentiles are no longer trading upon Israel, Jerusalem now. Jerusalem is under the full control of the Jews. It became under the full controls of the Jews just, let's say, officially 3 weeks ago, when Jerusalem was, when America took its embassy there, although Trump had declared it the capital of Israel. Is somebody here? Say amen. So what I want you to know is that we are in the night before the rapture. Jerusalem shall no longer be under the control of Israel. Look at verse 20 of Luke 21. And when you shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is what? Nah. Every nation that is a world power wants to show muscle in the Middle East. Armies of nations, they are channeling the Middle East. They are surrounding Jerusalem. So Jerusalem presently itself is no longer under Gentile control. Israel has full control of Jerusalem now. That is the fifth sign. Number one, knowledge explosion, plague in the Middle East, rebirth of Israel, the Jews returning to their home, Jerusalem no longer under the control of Gentile. The sixth, increase of what? False prophets. Increase in deception. The sixth sign. Increase in deception. Matthew 24, verse 4. Let me show you this. A night before the rapture. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed, be careful that no man what? Deceive you. Somebody here? I wrote a post on Facebook today. The post I wrote is titled, When Satan is Your Spiritual Father. That was the title of the post I wrote. Satan is the spiritual father of many people, but they don't know. Hello? The sixth sign is that there will be increase in deception. There's a particular prophet now that brought snake to the altar. He's using snake to do deliverance on people. Live snake. Did you see that one online? Or you don't check internet? Thank you very much. Using snake now to do deliverance. He will lift the snake up. As a cross, people will be falling under power. Hello? I have a spiritual daughter in Botswana. She worked in South Africa. That church that they used to eat grass, she was a member. She said, man of God, I have eaten grass before. I have drank fuel for miracle. Hello? Is it because you're here thinking nothing is happening? There are people that have drank fuel. You said they are eating grass with appetite. You know when hunger is catching your eating food with, they are eating grass with appetite. High one. The false prophet has hypnotized them. Some of you will go and visit a prophet around. You pay 5,000 to see prophets. Before you know, he's a false prophet. As long as you pay to see, he's a false prophet. There are many evidences in the script. He's a false prophet. You pay 5,000 to see one prophet that is an agent of Satan. Jesus said there shall be increase in knowledge. Increase in knowledge. Mami water prophet. You will pay 5,000 to buy his water and the oil. What do they call those useless things? That they brought from the ocean. Mami water property, then you are buying it for miracle. And see, let me tell you the truth. Check properly. Your life has not changed since you started doing that. It will even get worse. It will get worse. No matter what, the highest they will do for you is to see the color of your pants. That's the highest they will go for you. When they see the color of your pants, they tell you, ah, prophesy, Baba, prophesy.
He will finish seeing the color of your pants, you will go back. Eh? A spiritual husband will come and sleep with you that night, and your life will not remain the same.
Increase in false prophets. They are in town. They are even more popular now than the true ones. The magicians of Pharaoh, the Bible said, they were plenty, but Moses and Aaron, they were just two. They made their rod to turn into serpents. Moses did miracle, they did miracle too. So don't think it's miracle you use to know a genuine man of God. That is a lie. Hello?
The magicians of Pharaoh, they were plenty. And Satan has called them back from here. They have returned to do those magic that they are doing in Egypt. They are doing it now. And many children of Zion, they are shocked.
And if those days were not shortened, the very elect shall be deceived.
Look at 11. Matthew 24:11. And many false prophets. Few false prophets. Some false prophets. Many shall arise. They have arisen from Satan has sent them. Some of them, they are not human beings, no. They are sent from the water. It's not everybody you see in the market that is a human being. Sorry to say. Some people are coming from the ocean. Many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive what? Many. They will deceive many, not few. The question is, have you been deceived? That's the question. Are you among the many that has been deceived? There's a false prophet in Port Harcourt. When I looked at him, the Spirit of God told me he's a false prophet. I didn't need to make inquiry again. It was not long. My sister was even the one that told me her friend went there. The man, the prophet, God forbid I call such a man of God. The prophet, the false prophet, was to counsel the girl, and he told the girl that she should use this oil on her private part. The girl said, prophet, why should I do that? Prophet said she must do it, that there's a demon entering her private part. The prophet wanted to carry the oil and naked her in his office. She ran away. There are some people. If those men sleep with you, your destiny is finished. They will inject fibroid inside you, inject disease that cannot be curable, except mercy of God. The false prophet shall arise and they shall deceive what? Are you seeing? They shall deceive many. They shall deceive many. They shall deceive many. Look at 4. Take heed that no man what? Many shall come in my name saying I am Christ and shall deceive many. They shall come and say, I have Christ. I carry Bible. But when you don't see the fruit, run away. They will say, I have Christ. I am Christ. I'm a representative of Christ. They will carry Bible. A revival happened in the shrine. Native doctor, all of them, they ran away. They now came to the pulpit and wore suits. They are not like pastors. And people are pursuing them. When you go to shrine, before you come, native doctor will even tell you your name and your son name. That one is nothing. It's not a miracle. They'll tell you your son. They'll tell you the year you were born. It's not a miracle. Babalawo will tell you that one. Then when Babalawo now wears suit, come on the altar and say that, as he's saying, you'll be jumping, shouting. They will deceive many. On your cable TV, see, most of those prophets you are seeing, more than 90%, I know what I'm telling you. They are mami water prophets. Mami water prophets. They are having sex with mami water. There are some things I should not start talking here. See, if you know what the devil has, God is sealing his people. Satan is also sealing people too. God is giving spiritual seal to people for the rapture. Satan is also sealing people. The night before the rapture, there shall be increase in false prophets. There shall be what? The false prophet shall arise and they shall deceive many. The question you ask yourself, forget your neighbor around. You ask yourself, have I been deceived? That's the question you ask yourself. See Matthew 24:24. Let me show you. Matthew 24:24. For there shall arise false Christs. A
and false prophets. There is a man in Brazil that said he's Jesus. He's living in the bush. He has countless followers now. Political heads are following him. There's a man in the Philippines. His name is Pipolo something something. He said he's the son of God. The man has a private jet. He has millions of followers in Philippines. He said he's the Messiah. People are, they don't read Bible. You are going to church. The only thing that allows you is paper. You're not carrying Bible. Be careful. You're not carrying Bible. It's because people are not carrying Bible. That's why they're deceiving them. Upon everything the Bible said, somebody will come and say it's Jesus. He has millions of followers in Philippines. He has an estate that all his followers live. The estate is like paradise, taking them to hellfire. Look at 24. There shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and they shall show what? Great what? Signs and wonders is not what you used to know, a man of God. No, that is not it. If it's that one you want to use, you'll be deceived. Because the magicians of Pharaoh, they also did signs and wonders too. Moses turned River Nile to blood. They also did their own. Turn water to blood is nothing. Stick turned to snake. They did their own too. They shall do great signs and wonders. In so much that if it's impossible, they shall deceive the very elect. There are many elects of God now. The Lord help us. Say the Lord help us. Increase in false prophets. False prophets, they are everywhere now. They are everywhere. They are everywhere. The Christianity we have now is not the Christianity of the first apostles. Everything is about money. Everything is about money. No life. If you go there, after all the prophecy they give to you, your life will not change. Rather, you'll be getting worse. Your spiritual life will be draining. How about? And you'll be receiving the seal of Satan. That's the most dangerous. The seventh sign, there shall be famines and pestilence. Famine and pestilence. Matthew 24, 7 to 8. Look at 7 to 8. For nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, pestilence, earthquakes, and in diverse places. All these are the beginning of what? Sorrow. Famines, earthquakes, pestilence. Ebola is a pestilence. See how Ebola came. Monkeypox is a pestilence. HIV is a pestilence. All these things in the 1800s, you don't hear of them. They are new, they just came. It's a mark of the end. Pestilence, earthquake, even 2 days ago, there was an earthquake in the Caribbean. Thereabouts. Is it Honduras or what's the name of that country? Earthquakes everywhere like it's never before. All these are showing us that we are in the night before the rapture. In the night before the rapture. The night at the, I've called the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh. The eighth sign is earthquakes, which the scripture showed there. Earthquakes. There are earthquakes of diverse magnitudes that the world has never seen before. The world has never seen before. There's one night in Kenya that I watched one of the listeners. Somebody's house divided into two. The other place was pit. It's his room divided into two. The other place is a pit. All these things are the sign. They are their signs. This is the number nine. The number eight sign rather. The number eight sign is earthquakes. The number nine sign is spiritual complacency. Somebody says spiritual complacency. Okay, maybe that word is too difficult to pronounce. Say spiritual lukewarmness. Let me show you something. In Matthew 24, look, verse 12. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall what? Yes. The love of many for truth. The love of many for holiness. Love of many for righteousness. Love of many for fellowship with God. It shall wax cold. Because iniquity shall multiply.
You checked your life when you first started with God. You see that it's no longer the same. The love you had for purity is no longer there. Some boys, women have taken the strength. Some girls, in the course of pursuing money, they entered one chance and they lost salvation. Spiritual lukewarmness, complacency. That's why there's a need for revival. The revival our father saw in the 70s, we are not seeing it now. The revival that brought Pastor Deboye, Pastor Kumuyi, Billy Akani, those generals, those revival, we are not seeing it now. There's a revival that they encountered, that they ran with it. But the thing is that our generation now is not seeing it. Those SU revival, those days, you read about revivals, you will see that the love of many, even some fathers that started on the right track, that held on to, their emphasis is always fellowship with God, salvation. Is now everybody's mammon has deceived. Mammon has taken over the altar. If you're not driving private jet now, you're not successful in ministry. If you're not driving the best car in town, you are not anointed. Iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. I'm on Facebook, I see many things, many young guys post. They are really evangelists. I look, I say, if only God will help this person and deal with his salvation, with his foundation, he will go far. Everybody is just, the thing we are pursuing is crowd, money. We just want popularity. And in the course of all those things, there is a picture they are seeing in the fathers of prosperity that they want to grab, which first of all, they don't want God to deal with them. Hello? Moses of these generations, they don't want to go through the backside of the desert. Before Moses became Moses, God took him to the backside of the desert to deal with him. Moses stayed at the backside of the desert 40 years before he came out to be the leader. Hello? Before Moses became what he was, God dealt with him. Spiritual complacency has taken over. Spiritual complacency. Spiritual complacency. I've gone to different big ministries and by the grace of God, we are the body of Christ. And anything we are talking about is not condemnational criticism. There's something they call constructive criticism. In constructiveness is that you're trying to correct me that this thing is bad. Eh? But you're not pushing me away. Is somebody here? The food the fathers of faith, many of them are giving to believers now, it's not the things that can prepare them for heaven. Yes. If Dangote should come to church, what did I get to offer Dangote? Is it their how to be a millionaire sermon? Is it their how to come out of debt sermon? That I say a preacher will write a book. No, nothing emphasizing salvation is how to come out of debt. How to get rich quick. If $10 should come for our service, what? Is that a motivational speaking that will bless him? Rather, he will go to a workshop, a motivational workshop, and just listen. The message of salvation, our fathers are afraid now. So that tithe and offering will not reduce. So that obedient men that are billionaires will not run away. The love of many for holiness shall wax cold. It will be cold. Occultic men will sit down in the church, front seat, cross layer. They will be directing pastor what to do. Because they are billionaires. Because they are showing some. There's something pastor or preacher, just call him in one meeting. Man of God, you know, there was something you said the other day. It really troubled me, you know. Can we just leave those topics there? Okay, oh, I'm sorry for hurting your feelings. I'm sorry. What is it? Somebody that gives 1 billion naira to your church, you think you come and preach what he does not like? You want him to go? You want him to leave the church? Paul said in the last days, Paul wrote to Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 4. He said, men shall have itching ears. They will heap up for themselves teachers having itching ears. Their ear is scratch. Woo, woo, woo. Preach it, preach it, preach it. Woo, it's entering. preach it. They are preaching things that are pampering their flesh, so they are excited. But when they enter holiness, I will not come to that church again. The love of many for righteousness shall wax cold. Because iniquity shall abound. The Lord help us. We don't have time. The last point of the signs of the end time is sodomy. Sodomy. This one, it makes God uncomfortable in his throne. He created man to have dominion over every other thing. And man is now sleeping with mankind. Man committed this sin. God said, if I let me take a stroll into the earth. As he was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, he met Abraham. And Abraham started bargaining. He said, no, this and that. But finally, the angel of the Lord destroyed Sodom with fire and brimstone. And this generation now, they are now exercising that anointing of Sodom. There are pastors. There are Illuminatis, Freemasons. There are homosexuals, plenty of them. Hello? I'm sorry to say, there's a particular Nigerian pastor. He's from the West. He had the third largest church in Europe, in the United Kingdom. Many of us know about him. He had the third largest church in the United Kingdom. This particular man, backing hundreds of thousands of souls. Congregation, no say na homo. He slept with a little boy, defiled the boy. At the end of the day, it was too glaring, he could not deny. He accepted it. He said he has a weakness. Madness. You leave the altar. The United Kingdom deported him back from the UK to Nigeria. He's in Nigeria now. As he came to Nigeria, instead of him to work on his spiritual life, first of all, he started ministry again in Nigeria, in the West. I'm not condemning him. What I'm telling you about is that iniquity has abounded. Hello? As iniquity has abounded, we are now celebrating it. We are celebrating it. It's part of the signs of the end. Jesus said, when you see these things, you know that summer is nigh. Sodomy. Look at Matthew 24:36. Look at it. Matthew 24:36. Matthew 24:36. Who is there? But of that day and hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father alone. But as it were in the days of Noah, so also shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. For as it is in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark. They were eating and drinking. This is a fast food generation. Fast foods are not even so much in the north here. Go to where Imo State. Everywhere you see eatery. This is a generation of food. Just food. Eat, drink. There are some men every evening, once they drop from work, they have gone to beer parlor. Wow, madam, oh yeah, order for everybody. Let's just drink. Is the spirit of the days of Noah. In the last days, it will be like in the days of Noah. Men will be given to eating and drinking. And marriage. Every girl now wants to die because she wants to get married. Many girls are not even concerned about their salvation. Now it's just, I want to marry. If you're not married, it's as though you have a sickness. Hello? In the last days. As in the days of Noah. The night before the rapture. One of the last things we're waiting for before the rapture is the event in Jerusalem. The overtake of Jerusalem by the Jews, no longer the Gentiles. And last 3 weeks, officially, Americans sent their embassy there. They did inauguration. Hamas wanted to cross. Israel said, if you cross this line, I kill all of you. Hamas was crossing. Israel killed over 106 of them, thousands were wounded. United Nations was shouting, Israel said they don't send. That is Israel. Jerusalem is officially the capital of Israel. And the devil cannot cough because prophecies are fulfilling before our eyes. And some of us are still cats walking in sin. Can you see? The night before the rapture is here. I told some persons that we are waiting for nothing again but the trumpet sound. Not everybody will hear it, only the saints will hear it. We are not waiting for anything again but the trumpet sound. Somebody said to me, what about the temple in Jerusalem? I said the temple in Jerusalem can be built under 30 days. Hello? Israel has technology to even raise that. In fact, every material for the temple is down. They can raise it under 15 days. The present largest church in Nigeria was built in 8 months. 50,000 capacity. 8 months. You see the Jews that cannot raise a temple under 15 days? There is nothing we are waiting for. The only thing that is remaining is genuine repentance. Churchianity will fail you. Touch us. And I touch this and touch. Touch will not save you. On that day, the Lord will not start calling. Oh, the heaven and earth ministry by the left. This and that by your right. No. He said, let us be glad and rejoice, for the marriage of the Lamb has come. And this bride had made herself ready. For her was given to be clothed in fine linen, which is the righteousness of the saints. For her was given to be clothed in fine linen, which is the righteousness of the saints. Revelation 21:7. The requisite is the righteousness of God. Are you putting it on? That's what God wants to see, not your denomination. Denomination can demonize you. Are you putting on righteousness? Not I'm a worker in my church. You can be a worker of iniquity. We will not take questions today. We'll take questions next Thursday. Gather your distance. Next Thursday, we are going to talk about after the rapture, what happens. We are going to talk about the reign of the Antichrist. We're going to talk about what the two witnesses, what the Antichrist will do to the Jews and Christians that are still remaining. And what the war will erupt that is called the Armageddon. That is to be fought at Mount Megiddo. Prophecies are fulfilling before our eyes. I tell you the truth before the presence of God with a sincere heart. The trumpet of rapture by Bible prophecies, the trumpet can sound this night. Nobody knows. We are not waiting for anything again. Nothing. We are not waiting for anything. And that idol you are serving cannot rapture you. It will be a weight. That sin will be a weight. He said, drop that sin. Drop that sin. Pack your questions next Thursday. Any question you have. The night before the rapture. This is the night before the rapture. Who knows whether it is this night the Lord will now blow the trumpet. So that day we that are alive shall be caught up with them in the cloud. And so shall we forever be with the Messiah. You miss heaven, you are doomed. You miss heaven, there is nothing else again. Can you bow your head? Can you begin to renew your covenant with God? I don't have prayer point to give you. I don't have prayer point to give you. Renew your covenant with God. I don't have prayer point to give you. You know what to pray. The night before the rapture is here. And Jesus will come and meet you with a dirty garment, with a garment of iniquity, a garment of unrighteousness, blood stain your garment because of abortion. Begin to ask for mercy. Begin to ask for mercy. Begin to ask for mercy.
When the saints go marching in, when the saints go marching in, and when the road is caught up yonder, when the road is caught up yonder and within, oh, when the road, Christianity has failed. Genuine salvation is what you need. When the road is caught up yonder, oh, when the road is caught up yonder, when the road is caught up yonder, enough of Christianity. Make a conscious decision for Jesus. It's not that we are begging you now to be a member of this church, but we are begging you to be a member of heaven, a member of the body of Christ. Renew your covenant. Renew your covenant. When the roll is gonna be under gravity, when the roll is caught up yonder, when the road is caught up yonder, oh, when the road is caught up yonder, when the road is caught up yonder, when the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, when the sails of God shall gather over on the other shore, and the road is caught up yonder out of the air. Oh, and the road is caught up yonder. 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 Father, we are making a conscious decision to follow you from today. A conscious decision. We are tired of religiosity. We are tired of playing church. We are tired of hypocrisy. We are tired of this life that we are living that is not giving you glory. Father, we are making a conscious decision to follow you in purity. Father, we are asking that you prepare us. You prepare us for the trumpet sound. Prepare us for the rapture. The night of the rapture is here. Make us fit for your kingdom. In Jesus' name. When the road is gonna end, the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to me right now. We have ended the message. The Lord is saying there are a few persons here that He has sealed with the seal of salvation. He said there are persons that came here that you had played church too long, but today He said He has sealed you for salvation. There are some persons said the Lord has sealed them for salvation, especially by my left hand side here. The Lord has put in you a new garment. That garment that was black that you used to wear, God has removed it. And the Lord will confirm it to you. He said, the Lord will confirm it to you. said he would change our robes. The Lord has changed your robes. You will never remain the same. Jam your hands together for the Lord. Jam your hands together for Jesus, not for me. Amen. Next Thursday.
God, through his servant, Apostle Christian Woke, has just delivered to you the message of repentance and divine fullness. Now you are blessed and empowered to lead a victorious life by the power of the risen Christ. Amen. Please share your testimonies with us through email at christianwokeministries@gmail.com or write us on WhatsApp with +234 7032 46 9360.
For further inquiries, counseling, partnership, or prayers, call Apostle Christian with his direct line on +234 7032 46 9360 or +234 8080 620037. You can come hear the man of God live at God's Army Global Ministries, Kubwa, Abuja, Nigeria. Service days are Sunday 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Family True Worship Service, and Thursday 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Life in the Spirit Expository Bible Teaching Service. Come to God's Army Global. Here, the fullness of God awaits you.